Chapter 35 is about the contents of the mind, and there are two distinct experiences within this chapter. You're going to want to have your notebook or journal nearby, so if you don't have it there, it's a good time to go and get it right now. The first experience builds upon the one that was connected with the chapter before this, about fear. And it's all about looking at the beliefs that are behind our feelings and fears. So this experience is about flushing out the contents of the mind so that they no longer run us unconsciously from within, but are out in the light of day so that we can bring awareness to them and no longer feel that we are victims of our thoughts. So allow your body, once again, to come into a comfortable position and invite your eyes to close. Become aware of your breathing and witness, feel a few breaths as they come and go. Just breathing and feeling the flow of energy into you and back out again. Feel your awareness shifting to your inner world of sensations and feelings and thoughts. Now, ask to be made aware of a feeling or fear related to your life issue or challenge, the one that you're investigating through all of these various steps in the process. Feel whatever is present within you. Ask the feeling or fear to tell you about itself, to reveal more about itself to you. This is going to begin to flesh out the ideas behind the emotions. If fear is present, ask, what bad thing is going to happen if this fear is true? Proceed in this way through all of the feelings and fears you have uncovered. When you have a clear sense of the ideas that lie behind the feelings and fears, let your eyes open. On a page of your journal or a sheet of paper, create two columns. In the first column, write down each feeling or fear using the format, I feel blank, and then fill in the blank with whatever emotion or fear is present inside of you. Then ask to be shown the beliefs that drive that feeling or fear. So in column two, each of your feelings or fears will have a corresponding reason or justification. And so we'll allow some time right now for you to write down the feelings and fears that are present in the first column, and then in the second column, the ideas that seem to be fueling those fears and feelings, that give them a reason to be. And this is another good time to use the pause button to give yourself as much time as this part of the process would like. And so now, even if you've used the pause button, and even if you feel sure that you have flushed out all the feelings and fears that are wrapped around this situation, I'd like you to use the pause button one more time to to invite any of the deepest material in there that's been sitting in the unconscious to come up to the surface and into the light of day, so it no longer has a chance to rule you or run your life from deep down inside. So now, after you've listed all the ideas that have surfaced, survey them all for a few moments. Remember, they are just ideas. But has buying into them brought suffering? Now look at each idea in column 2 and ask yourself, do I know that this is true? Ask to be shown everything you can see about each belief. And continue on until each thought has been addressed in this way. Again, you may need to use the pause button for this. Examine each thought and ask yourself one simple question. Do I really know that this is true? Or is this just an idea that I may have believed, but that is not necessarily the case? When you feel that you've gotten everything out onto that piece of paper or that journal page, gather them all up. The fears and feelings in one column, the ideas behind them in the other, the quote reasons for them in that second column, and turn them all over to the one and ask that these and all other ideas about the situation, even ones you haven't yet seen, be absorbed within infinite intelligence. Release your hold on them. Release your mind to go free. And you might also like to affirm something like, may only the truth remain within me. And when this feels complete, you can contemplate the questions in the reflection section right after this experience. And we'll go on to the next experience in the next recording.